Greetings.
Hello, is that Maggie Stewart?
This is Maggie Stewart. Hi.
Hi, Maggie. This is Melissa Block with All Things Considered and NPR in the United States. How are you?
Good. Getting a bit excited over the vote here.
Very excited over the vote here. And, of course, we've called you. You are the, we should explain, the co-owner of a pub, Nellie Deans. You're in Inverness in the Scottish Highlands. And, of course, we've called you because today Scots have been voting on whether to become an independent country. What's the mood in the pub right now?
Solemn at the moment.
Solemn?
Just at the minute, as we're just waiting for the vote coming in, then we'll know if we have to party or commiserate.
Ah, you're going to know whether you have a party or whether to commiserate.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Stewart, were you a yes vote? Were you among those who say, yes, Scotland should be independent?
I was a very big yes.
A very big yes. Why is that?
Yes. It's what we need. We're a very resourceful country. We have everything we need. What we don't need is bombs sitting in the middle of our country. We're a country of heritage. We're not a country of war.
When you say we don't need bombs in the middle of our country, you're talking about British nuclear weapons based in Scotland.
Basically, yes. Yes.
Can you tell, Maggie Stewart, or most of the folks in the bar tonight, are they supporters of Scottish independence?
Some of them are and some of them are not. Would you like to speak to any?
I'd love to.
No bother. I'll put you on to Peter. Hold on. Hello.
Hi, is that Peter?
How are you doing?
Good. Peter, what's your last name?
P-O-W-E-R.
Peter Power.
Yes.
And tell me, if you can, how you voted today. Are you a pro-independent Scot?
Yeah, well, I've just been and voted, and I'm a definite no vote. If it's not broken, why should we split it up?
Uh-huh. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
A lot of folk in Scotland are been watching too much Braveheart films.
Watching too much Braveheart, the Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah. And they're voting with their heart, not their head. It's a big decision, and they've got to vote with their head, not their heart.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for talking with us. Do you mind pressing the phone back to Maggie Stewart?
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Ms. Stewart?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So, again, you are a yes voter on Scottish independence. When you get up in the morning, if you find that this has gone your way, what will you do?
Get over the shock, I think.
Get over the shock of becoming independent?
That'll be a big one, yeah. Imagine being part of something for all these years and then you're just not part of it anymore. It'll be quite scary because it's been a big safety blanket for us.
A big safety blanket, being in the UK?
Yeah.
I gather, Ms. Stewart, that you have a kind of a ritual that you've prepared if the vote for independence does pass. What is that ritual?
We will be going to Culloden Battlefield, where our ancestors fought for Scotland's independence hundreds of years ago. You take a double whiskey and you put it on a good whiskey, mind, not just your rubbish.
We take a good whiskey
and pour a dram onto the ground, into the bones of our ancestors, and we'll take a dram ourselves to the future.
So you'd be pouring a dram of good whiskey onto the ground at this battlefield, onto the bones of your ancestors, and drinking some yourself.
Drinking the other half, yeah, and salute the future and how we carry on.
What kind of whiskey do you think you'll bring?
I take a bottle of Old Inverness.
Old Inverness?
Yes.
The local whiskey?
That's the local whiskey, yes.
Well, Maggie Stewart, thanks to you and all the folks there at your pub, Nellie Deans in Inverness, Scotland, for talking with us today. All the best.
Yes. So welcome. You take care, Darren. All the best to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And whether Maggie Stewart needs that good whiskey should be clear tomorrow when the results are in.